This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The top United Nations court on Friday ordered Israel to immediately halt its military operations in Rafah. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The International Court of Justice's President Nawab Salam read out the order.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
While the ruling by the International Court of Justice is a blow to Israel's international standing, the court does not have a police force to enforce its orders.
There's been a devastating landslide in Papua New Guinea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says more than 100 people are believed to have been killed in a landslide that buried a village in remote Papua New Guinea. But local villagers say the number dead could be much higher. The landslide reportedly hit at about 3 a.m. local time on Friday. Videos on social media show locals pulling out bodies buried under rocks and trees. Prime Minister James Marape says authorities are responding and he would release information about the destruction and loss of life when it's available. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Eastern Europe next week as concerns mount about Russia's advances in Ukraine, potential Russian interference in neighboring Moldova, and pro-Moscow legislation being promoted in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. The State Department said Friday that Blinken would visit the Moldovan capital on Wednesday before attending a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Prague on Thursday and Friday. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit VOA.